you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Visit rxbar.com/get it, G-E-T-I-T, for 25% off your first order. All you have to do is enter our promo code GET IT at the checkout.
I don't get it.
Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Don't Get It podcast. I'm so sorry. We're eating right now.
But we're eating. First of all, this is Naz and...
This is Jared, not Ashley.
And this is Lauren. Did I already say that? Ashley has food poisoning.
And while she has food poisoning and is sick in the room, we are eating The Crack Shack, which is a restaurant that's actually in San Diego, but opening this Saturday in the Century City Mall in LA. But we get like our first exclusive, like first taste of it. Yep. Like no one in LA can have this yet because Madison, whose dad owns Crack Shack, came by, listened to the podcast, dropped it off. So we are literally eating fried chicken, fries, biscuits.
And I'm about to try this butter on this biscuit.
The chicken is so good. And you guys have all these different sauces on tap, which is pretty awesome. I'm trying right now a Sriracha Thousand Island mix. And if that sounds like heaven, it's because it is heaven.
This butter. What is it?
What's miso maple.
Miso maple.
Why is fried chicken so good? Because it's fried.
It's fried chicken.
But you know what I love about Crack Shack, though? Their fried chicken is actually healthy. It's not like bad fried chicken like KFC.
It's not like deep fried as
well. As much as I love fried chicken. Like,
there's a lot of chicken in it. It's not so much like the... breading.
Mm-hmm. Right, like there's no antibiotics. They're like free-range chicken. You know, they're LA chickens. They have friends.
They live a good life.
This is like, what do they call it? A muck bag?
A muck bag?
What's a muck bag?
Please explain. I don't know if I'm saying this right. It's like when YouTubers just set a camera down, they order tons of food, and they just eat in front of you, and they tell you how good it is.
I know.
So it's called a muck bag.
There is a term with it. There's also a term on YouTube when like you're trying a bunch of clothes, right?
Yeah, haul.
You're such a YouTuber now.
I only watch YouTube.
It's hilarious.
I'll probably go through like 25 videos a night.
That's just amazing.
Next.
Lauren, just become a YouTuber.
Oh, wow. I've never thought of that.
She wants to. Wait, can we talk about the seasoning on this fried chicken, though? What is the seasoning, Madison?
We call it crack spice.
Crack spice. Mm.
It's called crack spice.
Saw
what's
that
in
bags.
It's so good. It's the most buttermilkiest chicken.
It's a secret. It's a family secret.
San Francisco, they do like spice blends for a lot of like Michelin star restaurants.
Okay, so no one can hear you, but it's so basically what Madison just said is Michelin star chefs make this crack spice and it's a secret formula, like the Krabby Patty secret formula.
Pretty much.
Did your dad start this restaurant?
He did, yeah. We have like a fine dining one in
let's just put her on the podcast.
Yeah, let's do it. Come on now. By the way, this is Madison.
Hi guys.
She's the wonderful woman who brought us food.
I brought them food. They're very happy right now about it. We have a fine dining restaurant in San Diego called Juniper and Ivy. And then there was like a little shack on the same property. And we opened up the fried chicken restaurant there and then have been expanding it like up the coast of California.
How did you come up with the name Crack Shack? That's so genius because whenever you like food, you're like, oh my God, this is crack, you know?
It was actually my husband who came up with it. And I hate him for that kind of because we get like so much shit for it. But
really?
Basically, it was like our logo is a chicken and an egg, and the egg's being cracked. So it's like we have a lot of eggs on our menu. So it's mostly meant to like mean that. And like the original restaurant was literally in a metal shack.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's really like a double meaning. It is a drug crack.
These sauces are on. How many sauces do you guys have?
We have six. I brought five.
Six sauces.
Oh, so I hope this is on Postmates like ASAP.
Like 2 months. I feel like we'll be good.
Crack Shack will be on Postmates.
You know what I don't get?
What?
I don't understand how, like, when something's hot, it tastes so much better. Like, how does that work? Heat doesn't have flavor.
That's true. It makes everything meltier, kind of, more buttery.
And I think also a lot of meals that were prepared hot are meant to be
eaten hot. It's
eaten
like
at the time of preparation.
Yeah, stuff. But guys, why does it taste better? Heat doesn't have flavor.
It's a chemical reaction.
Reaction. Like, yeah. If you, like, heat up sugar, it's going to taste better than just the grains of sugar. Or cheese melty, is the texture is just as good as the taste of cheese, I think.
Madison just said toasted bread, and I love the smell of toasted bread. I feel like that's the smell of home. Yes. Like the smell of toasted bread.
Mm-hmm. The smell of home is toasted bread? I've always thought the smell of coffee was
really?
Home for me.
There's a college football coach, Jared, you might know who it is. Who literally, when he goes on...
What's his name?
I don't know. That's why I said you might know who it is. Oh. When they go to away games, he toasts bread in the locker room just so the players feel like they're at home. And
that's
a
little extreme.
Weird. And they play better when he toasts
bread.
I'd like to see stats behind that, whether they play better with toasted bread or not.
I just want someone to put, like, garlic and butter in a pan, and that's it. And that smells like home.
That's like the smell of home for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Garlic's so good.
All right, so, yes, we don't have Ashley on the podcast. We have Jared, her other half, so he's going to help us in some I Don't Get Adventures.
Perfect. Love it. What I do get... It's Crack Shack. It's holy moly. This food is fantastic.
This is so good and probably so annoying.
Can you, like, supply us with this food every night? Is that possible?
I could. I would have to drive up from San Diego, but
you didn't come from San Diego.
We're willing to take that.
She came from San Diego.
Yeah. No way.
You came from San Diego?
Well, like, the chicken didn't. Like, I got that in LA.
Yeah.
But, like,
okay, got it. Understand.
But you drove up personally from San Diego.
But are you going back to San Diego now?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Wait, really quick. I have to tell everyone the coolest thing about Crack Shack before we move on. So they are actually the only place in LA that has a champagne vending machine, hence why she brought us this bottle of champagne.
That'll bring the bitches there.
The only other place or the only other person that has a champagne vending machine in Los Angeles is Kris Jenner.
Really?
Really?
How hilarious is that?
That's awesome.
Oh my God, so many good Instagram posts from that vending machine.
So we know that Ashley's sick right now, and she could really use some Liquid IV. Liquid IV is good if you're sick, if you're always traveling and risking getting sick, if you work out all the time and you need extra hydration, if you're drinking and you're a social butterfly, and the morning after you feel really dehydrated, because Liquid IV delivers hydration to the bloodstream faster and more efficiently than water alone, and can provide the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 water bottles. It contains 5 essential vitamins, including more vitamin C than an orange and as much potassium as a banana. And Liquid IV donates 1 serving to people in need with every order placed. So if you're feeling sick, under the weather, just trying to boost your immune system, I love Liquid IV. I know you will too. Right now, our listeners get 20% off Liquid IV at liquidiv.com when you use our code GETIT, G-E-T-I-T, at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order on liquidiv.com. Go to liquid-iv.com and enter our promo code GETIT to get your savings and start getting better hydration. That's liquid-iv.com, promo code GETIT. Don't wait, get hydrated today. So we haven't been here to talk about Haley and Justin, which is my girlfriend.
Yeah, you look exactly like Haley.
You're like the Haley Baldwin. You're the Haley Baldwin expert.
Even if I didn't, like,
so Haley, what's your engagement like?
In some way, I would still be obsessed with the fact that she's like one, you know? And I don't hate that, but like she totally did. She,
you
like,
mean like...
She held out for many years. She was in the friend zone for a lot of the years. And she just like went to church with him. And then guess what? One morning he saw her with Shawn Mendes and she planned that shit strategically.
You think?
Strategically.
I don't think it was strategic.
She's like, I'm going to go with a hot pop star, and then he's going to see that I'm actually dating someone, because she never dates anyone, and then he's going to be very jealous, and then he just put a ring on it. Could you imagine, Jared?
I could never imagine. Sounds so familiar, actually.
I know.
I wouldn't say... I don't know. Did she win, though, if, like, Selena was going through, like, all that shit?
Oh, yeah, Haley won. Even from, like, an outsider perspective like myself, it definitely seems like Haley won. She beat Selena.
I don't know. But Selena, like, basically was in rehab because of Justin. Like,
I know.
It's almost like Selena's life is so much better. As much as I'm so team Jolena, and I want them to be together so bad, and I still actually feel like deep down they're going to be
together. Right, but if you think about it, are you going to be with the same person you were with when you were 15? Probably not.
Is that when they started dating? Justin and Selena?
Justin and Selena have known each other since they were 13? I don't know. Him and Haley have known each other since they
have known
super
each other,
young.
But yeah. They weren't like together. They were just right. friends. I mean, they just right. had that one little, you know.
Have Haley and Justin always been friends, or were they like on and off?
They were on and off. Like there were a lot of times where they, like a lot of time went by where they actually didn't talk and weren't friends.
Yeah.
And then they were friends.
And why is Selena better off now, you think?
Because she went to rehab and she, her whole life, like anytime she sits down for an interview, anytime she goes anywhere, anytime she stars in a movie, anytime she takes a shit on the toilet,
what about
people
Justin?
Associate her with Justin and Jolena. So I'm sure that gets exhausting and she wants to be freed from that.
Won't the same exact thing happen to Haley?
No.
Because Justin's way bigger than Haley Baldwin. No offense.
No, because Haley sure. kind of had her, like we kind of met Justin and met Selena kind of when they were together. Like
yeah.
we, you know what I mean? Like they were a unit and that's how we met them. Haley's always been, you know, Alec Baldwin's niece, Stephen Baldwin's daughter, a really hot model, friends with Kendall and Gigi.
Right. I think if they do break up,
and Bella,
Haley will be fine and she won't need any rehab. But I don't, and also as a biggest Haley fan, I don't think they're actually getting married.
Yeah, right?
Right.
And isn't there
I'm
a part
so happy
of you?
For them, but they're not getting married.
I don't
Lauren,
think so either.
Isn't there a part of you that thinks that like Haley was so and Jared that Haley was just so blown away, like actually had no idea he was gonna yeah. do this and was probably like, well shit, I have to say yes because it's Justin
yeah,
Bieber.
And I've loved him.
But I could also get any man in the world. So
and she also
she's very selective.
And I also think she just might not be thinking right now. Like they're in that love puppy stage and she's like, yes to everything. Like I'm going to spend the rest of my life with you. And then 2 years, you know, from now when they're doing laundry and she's like, I can't stand this guy.
Right.
Then they
like,
might break
do,
up.
Or do I like him just because he is Justin Bieber yeah. or do I like him?
I mean, she's still so young. She's 21 years old.
Yeah,
I know. That's what I'm saying. And I hate to say this out loud and compare them, but I am getting as much as I love Pete Davidson. I love him so much. Mm-hmm. I'm getting so over Pete and Ariana's relationship through Instagram, like social media
I mean,
strictly.
I just don't follow either of them, so I don't see anything really.
Right. Yeah.
But I do think they're actually trying to one up Haley and Justin.
No, I don't think they're one up because Ariana actually defended, because you know, a lot of people were obviously like,
oh, right.
A lot
yeah.
of people are like, you guys had a fast engagement. Ariana was like, chill out, everyone. Like, so did I. It doesn't mean it's not real. But Ariana and Pete just like respond to so many haters. Like, I don't know, Jared, yeah. Do you feel like you take the time to respond to someone that maybe might not like you because you're a public figure? Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, yeah.
I always think, like, why do you have to respond to everyone that hates you?
I think sometimes, yeah, just those random comments will get to you and they'll piss you off and you feel the need to respond. And so even sometimes when somebody's like, oh, give it a rest. We get it. You're engaged to Ashley. I'm gonna be like, oh, go fuck yourself. Like, it's my Instagram.
Go on their page and I'm sure they post right. just
oh,
as much.
It's so much. They're always like, oh, they're like, you guys are fake or you guys are ridiculous. It's too soon. And then I'll go on their page and like in their bio, it's like, inspiration is my life.
Hold on.
Gergi knows all about that. Inspiration is my life.
But yeah, and I'm totally for responding. I think everyone should fucking respond because people are so mean.
They need to be clapped back at.
But is it an everyday necessity?
No,
is what I'm
and
saying.
I also
like you
think,
don't respond every day, right?
I also think if you're responding to comments like that, means it's you're getting defensive about them, which means they're hitting a core.
Exactly.
Yeah,
because his late dad passed away in 9/11 and his dad had like a
Pete
pendant.
Davidson's dad
yeah.
passed away
yeah.
in 9/11.
He's
Holy
a firefighter.
Shit, I didn't know
yeah,
that.
He's like a true, he's like Long
a
Island
hero.
As it gets. Yeah, his dad's a hero. And so he
oh,
let
wow.
Ariana Grande wear like his dad's necklace pendant.
All right.
Like
yes.
FDNY.
And
everyone's like, why'd you let her?
And then he was like, it's because my dad would love her and I
right.
want that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can't then, believe people would even comment asking
bullshit.
Why they
right.
would let him
and
do
And then
that.
The next day, everyone said, well, you gave your ex-girlfriend, Larry David's
yeah.
daughter, Cassie David, one. And then he responded again today saying, well, I gave her a replica. And it's just like, you don't need to respond every
no,
day.
You don't
it
need
would have been good.
Why are you
responding?
But
yeah.
they do it to everything. They respond to
oh.
everyone. And I'm like, just stop. Just
I'll
enjoy
only
your
respond
engagement.
If it is like an attack on Ashley or something. And yeah. it's so false. And
right.
they're so ridiculous
yeah.
that
right.
I have to say something. Like, I want to, or I'll be like, I'm going to go on your sister's page and call her this. Like, how would you feel? You
right.
know?
And again, like I said, I think that's fine. Obviously, duh.
Yeah.
But not like every day.
Yeah. Right. No, absolutely. Only like certain very.
And the thing that people have to remember, like Pete Davidson, is the only way these comments get attention is if you respond, because no one's ever going to see them. You're getting thousands of comments. They're
totally.
Not. So what? 20 people are going to see that comment. Who cares? But if you respond to it, thousands of people are going to see it now. Yep. And so I think that's what you have to remember. I remember when Joe Bailey actually was first on Bachelor in Paradise, and he was like retweeting everything and like answering people and like giving them shit right
I'm
back.
Sure
that's my
and
favorite Jaylee. Like, Joe Bailey's my favorite Jaylee.
Bailey is awesome. And, yeah, that's a fact. And I just remember talking to him and being like, listen, bro, the only way these tweets, anybody's going to see them is if you comment back or retweet them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So just let
that's
it go.
That's true. Or, but maybe he's just trying to get more attention. Which that's is also,
possible as well.
Also good.
Yeah, but yeah. I don't know. Is this going to affect his SNL career? Like, is he going to be less funny now?
Probably.
Yeah, totally. Really oh, annoying. Absolutely. 100%.
Why do you guys think that? Why do I even think that?
I don't know. I mean, when you're worried about all that and, like, you have such a famous girlfriend, you're probably going to be more concerned about her and less on, like, developing funny shit.
Hey, guys. Naz here. Here to tell you that being sexually happy is very, very important. Whether you're single, in a relationship, in several relationships, guy, girl, non-binary, whatever, having a fulfilling sex life is so key, like I've said in the past. And that's why I love Love Honey.
Love Honey.
Love Honey is one of the world's biggest online retailers for the best toys ever. And they stock all kinds of sex toys, lingerie, other amazing things that will literally revolutionize your sex life.
I got some... Maybe TMI. Just massage body oil, just like to make my whole body very shiny and lubricated. And it feels nice. I'm not going to get into it, but it feels really good. Very pleasurable.
Wait,
pleasure.
I want to try that. I know you guys have heard me talk about this in the past, but I'm telling you, if you have not tried a clit sucker, you should try one.
These people are also the brains behind the incredible Broad City Club and 50 Shades Sex Toys.
And what's awesome is they deliver straight from Atlanta to your door in super discreet packaging. So don't worry for all of you guys that live at home or
true.
With roommates.
I was like, what is this? I don't even know what this is. I'm like, oh, toys.
Yeah. And they also, toys. And if you can't wait to get your hands on a new toy, you can choose super fast express 1-day shipping, which is also another major key. So if you're a bit unsure, they've got loads of handy guides to help you guys out and get this 24-hour customer service to help with any question you have anytime. And because we love it so much, we're giving you guys an incredible discount offer. We're offering 20% off everything by going to the link, which is
lovehoney.com/get it. That's lovehoney.com/get it. Follow that link and your discount will be automatically applied to checkout. So easy. So whatever you're after, go to the site, pick something up, and let the orgasms begin. All right, back to the show.
You guys, I'm so psycho. I literally the other day had a daydream. You know how you just daydream like in your car or whatever? And I'm like thinking of Pete Davidson in the writer's room at SNL and then being like, Pete, pay attention. Like him being on his phone.
It's like, sorry, Ariana can't get her ponytail high enough.
Oh my God, Chris Appleton's doing Ariana's hair now and it's amazing. He does Kim's hair.
Oh, has he been doing the water spout on her? Yeah. Oh God, that pony's everything.
He's been doing a lot of good ponies lately.
Why is she so well known for a high pony?
That's
Ariana.
All she wears.
So there was a myth, Jared, that she actually got a really bad haircut one day and that she always wore her hair half up, half down. It actually was never a full pony. It was always, remember, half up, half down? Do you know what that is?
I just remember Ashley from Bachelor in Paradise season 2 when Lauren was like, make it more Ariana.
Yeah.
That's what you said, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's all, and Chris Appleton says this, when it comes to a ponytail or a half pony, it's all about the placement. It's all about where the pony is that makes it good, which is
true. That's true.
Definitely. And Ariana nails that. She nails the placement because she has someone else doing it, obviously.
Okay, so when she was on, what the fuck was it called? iCarly? What was she on?
She was on...
Ariana Grande was on a Nickelodeon show.
Yeah, oh, what was it?
I'm sorry. Everyone out there screaming because they know what it is.
I know. Everyone's probably so mad
I'm sorry.
Right now.
They had
it
a color of hair red, okay? So it was red. They had to bleach it first, and then they dye it red. And then that's how all of her hairs broke up front. So then she just started slicking them back.
So that was a real thing? It wasn't a myth?
Yes.
Fun fact, Ariana Grande is from Boca Raton.
Oh, that is true.
She actually went to Boca Raton High School, and people that I went to high school with were in her wedding, and she was in the wedding. Like, I went to high school with her babysitter, which basically is now on her team now as like a manager or some type of something.
That's so crazy.
And Ariana was in her wedding last year, I think it was.
So that's basically cool. You're best friends with Ariana.
Yeah,
Grande.
So it's all about that third degree thing, you know?
Is it interesting though, from a guy's perspective, the fact that you guys talk so much about like position of ponies and like all like these different hair and makeup tutorials. And it's like, it's so much more for girls. Like you do it, I feel like, for other girls rather than guys.
Totally.
And like yourself, you guys want to do makeup and hair because you want to look better than the next girl. You don't do it to be attractive to a guy.
Yeah, because a lot of guys would prefer the natural look.
Exactly. And a lot of times, not to say we don't care or don't like appreciate you guys putting in so much effort to look good, but we think that you guys look good naturally or anytime. So it's so interesting to be like, you know, position of pony or like we're going to do like
compliments
this makeup.
From a woman means so much more than coming from a man. Do you agree?
Yeah. I don't know. Now, don't you feel like every girl is like, oh my God, I love this.
Well,
I love that.
Where
I feel
like it gets lost. If it's like, oh my God, girl, I'm just like, fuck off.
But if it's a specific compliment, I think that's different.
It depends who it's coming from. Like when I interviewed Sophia Bush and she's like, I like your shoes. And I was like, oh my God, she likes my $10 shoe. That meant something to me. Now, I got like a Mario Kart like coin. In your language, that was like a Mario Kart
class. Oh, amazing.
And then you wore those sneakers every day of your life. Or
exactly.
Naz, who's your favorite girl crush? Just
Kourtney Kardashian.
All right, who's your favorite guy crush?
That's hard. Milo.
Okay.
That's hard, Milo.
Okay, if somebody was going to compliment your makeup, who would you rather compliment you?
My makeup would have to come from Kim Kardashian. My outfit would have, the compliment would have to come from Kourtney Kardashian.
They're respectful.
Because Kourtney is my style icon, but Kim is more makeup.
Okay, I lost it.
Everyone out there got it. Everyone's
okay,
hanging out.
Gotcha.
Because Kim owns her own makeup line.
Yeah, I know that.
And she didn't start contouring, obviously, but her and her makeup artist, Mario, Makeup by Mario, basically made contouring like
The point of my argument was, would you rather receive a compliment from your girl crush or from your guy crush?
She said girl.
Well, I guess when it comes to superficial things, but like if he was like, you're the most beautiful person, you're so funny, you're amazing, definitely Milo.
Yeah.
Anything that matters from Milo, clothes and makeup,
right.
The Kardashians.
Anyone can have great makeup and great clothes.
Did you guys like Milo before This Is Us? Or was it when he became Jack?
It was when he became Jack that I became obsessed with him because obviously he was in Gilmore and like other stuff. And Rocky.
I didn't find him very charming in Gilmore.
He wasn't. Rocky was when I kind of noticed him.
Oh my God, that's right. Rocky Balboa.
Because they both like, have the paralyzed mouth. They all go to the side.
Yeah.
It's just amazing how they found him, you know,
for
that perfect role.
Worked out perfectly.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I forgot he was in that play, Rocky Sons.
Yeah.
He'll win
probably some sort of This Is Us.
Yeah, Emmy.
I don't know because he'll always be in the same category as Sterling K. Brown. And Sterling K. Brown's just incredible. Like his character's just written better than Jack
is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't watch This Is Us religiously, but if Ashley's watching it, then I will tune in.
It's so good.
It is good.
I just want to remind everyone that I have some clothes up on Poshmark. They're really cute. Never been worn. New with tags, so download the free Poshmark app. Poshmark carries women, kids, and men. Poshmark has tons of brands to shop from. I have House of CB dresses up there. I have some Free People stuff up there. So check that out. You won't believe the deals that you'll find at Poshmark.
I love Poshmark personally because I feel like when I'm buying a designer item, you're just spending so much money and I don't like wearing things again.
Yeah.
So Poshmark's such an easy, fun way to buy something that's maybe been worn once or in really good condition that's like designer. Like they have Louis Vuitton on there. They have Off-White on there. I know you guys have heard me talk about that before. And you can sell items, which is amazing because you're basically making money off just sitting on the toilet. You're doing nothing.
If you're strapped for cash, throw up a dress you wore to like a wedding one time and there you go. You get however much the dress was and then knock it down a couple dollars and you can make some money.
Yeah. So my Poshmark closet handle is actually at Naz Perez, same as my Instagram handle. And I'm actually selling a bridesmaid's dress on there. I'm going to put up some more clothes up there this week. Actually, I'm going to clean out my closet, make some cash. What's your handle?
Mine is at Iconetti Lauren. And, the shipping was so easy. When I sold one dress, they gave me a shipping, what is it called?
Shipping label?
A shipping label. And I printed it out. I went to the post office. It was already paid for. 2-day shipping.
So easy.
So easy. I'm just like, here you go. It's all paid for. So easy. And then once they scan at the post office, you can track to see if the buyer got it.
God.
Super easy.
Come on, guys. This is the easiest way to make money. So we want to hook you guys up with trying out Poshmark. So all you have to do is download the app, Poshmark, and then use our handles. Mine's at Naz Perez.
At Ikenetti Lauren.
To get
$5 off.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
Easy peasy.
All right. Back to the show.
Okay, so now since we're on the topic of Kardashians, I need to know.
A lot of people don't like the Kardashians, but it's okay. I love them. And if you're listening, sorry.
Yeah, but this is like, this is a controversial topic.
Do it.
All right.
Because it's, so Kylie Jenner was on the cover of Forbes magazine and they called her one of, you know, America's self-made billionaires. And a lot of people are pissed. Even dictionary.com tweeted like self-made means unaided.
Yeah, right.
So yeah. What do you guys think? Do you think Kylie should be considered a self-made billionaire?
Our very own Oscar Gracie interviewed Kim Kardashian at her makeup launch thing the other day. Did you see that?
Yes. So, at BeautyCon.
BeautyCon. So he asked her, what do you think of the self-made thing? And Kim made a very good point. And I was like, hell yeah. She was like, I know a lot of people with big names, like great families to come from, but they do shit with their life.
Right.
And they make nothing. And Kylie is working hard and she's made a lot of money for herself. Whether she didn't have like help and from financially, yes, but she still is killing it.
Right.
What yeah, but think, I think that is that a that should be a different term than self-made.
Different term. Definitely different term, not self-made, but all but self-driven.
Yeah, yeah. So you definitely don't give her all the credit.
So you don't think she is a self-made billionaire then?
Because it's not self-made. When you get so many millions of dollars from your family to like start a business, it's almost I wouldn't use self-made. I'd use some other term that she deserves credit for like working hard and being driven and not like just throwing her life in the shitter. Having said that, self-made is so like...
I love when you say having said that and you know why I love it.
Having said that, I take back everything I just said.
So Larry David.
So she said she invested her own money into Kylie Cosmetics, correct?
I actually don't know the answer.
So I think that's what I heard. And if that's true, then she got her money from being on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Right.
And... would you consider being on Keeping Up with the Kardashians being self-made? Because she's a part of the family.
No, I wouldn't.
Or Kim made everyone.
I don't know, because then they wouldn't be the Kardashians without all of them.
Or
you
Bruce.
Know what I mean?
That's so true.
Or their dad. So I think there's
or
a lot of
Rob.
Factors.
It all comes down to Rob, to be honest.
I was going to say, Rob's the one that started it.
It all comes down to O.J. Simpson killing
the
someone.
Dad. Okay. The dad.
Yeah.
Robert Kardashian, the lawyer.
Yeah.
The late... anyways, I feel so split on this, guys, because... to me, it's like, well, they got their own show and not all shows are successful.
Mm-hmm. No,
and not everyone can stay relevant. Mm-hmm. And I think it does take a lot of hard work and good decisions to parlay. And they have to sacrifice all their privacy. I think that takes a lot of like good decision making to make it happen.
I think most of the credit goes to Chris.
Thank you, Chris Jenner. Exactly.
I was going to say, I think Chris is the mastermind behind everything.
She's so. I wish she would manage.
Did you see that meme? It was like, once I get Chris Jenner as my manager, it's over for y'all.
I know. Yeah. It's so
boom,
true.
Baby.
So true. It's so true. I wish.
Damn, I miss. I don't watch Kardashians a lot, but I do love me some Lord Disick.
That is LD, like, man.
The LD. So is he back on the show now?
He's still on it. I think they know that they can't lose him because he's kind of like the comedy factor.
He's the
like,
best.
Or everything's drama, drama, drama.
Everything's drama, drama, drama. Or they're hating each other. Or they'll be like, there's one episode last season where they were all dressed up as Miranda Priestley. And they were like all talking to each other. Like, you know, Miranda Priestley from Devil Wears Prada, Meryl Streep's character.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Jared, I love you.
Thank you for the
basically
context.
Basically based on Anna Wintour. Anyways, they were all dressed up just being like funny and stupid. Mm-hmm. And then like Scott walks in and he's like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, God.
He's the best.
And it's like you need him.
Yeah, you need him to bring
Nicole
levity.
Is Nicole Richie going to be... Nicole Richie.
Sophia.
Oh, my God. Richie. Sophia Richie, she going to be on?
I wish that's Nicole Richie was.
Wife, girlfriend.
Gotcha. Yeah, so he's dead. How do you feel about that, Jared?
How long have they been dating? I've seen pictures on Instagram. I follow Lord Disick.
I want to say a year. They're moving in together now.
They're moving in. How's Courtney feel?
She probably doesn't give a fuck.
Well, Courtney's dating Giannis Benjama, who's like this young model. He's like way younger than her.
And I know.
Twist, so Jared, hot. You know that Sophia Richie.
Sophia Richie.
You're so funny right now.
Used to die.
Used to die. She died a long time ago.
Used to be friends with Courtney's.
Giannis Benjama.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So it's all connected.
It's all circles.
So do you think, are we thinking that Disick and her relationship is fake and he was trying to get back to Courtney?
I think Disick's dating her because he's jealous and he's like freaking out that Courtney actually found someone.
And then I started thinking, Haley's best friends with Kendall. whose sister is Courtney, who
dated Justin Bieber. Yes! Of course I thought of Courtney first.
Oh, my God. Like, how does she feel about this?
Jared, how do you feel about this?
I'm lost.
So funny.
I'm trying to connect the dots in my mind right now.
It's also weird to me, but also the whole Bella Selena thing. Like, they're everyone's all super connected.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
It's such an incestual web.
It's just like the Bachelor family.
It is.
It really is when you compare it.
Like when you're a whole bunch of attractive people together, there's going to be intertwining.
Yeah, there's going to be people dating different people, then marriage, and then they dated this person, and then they slept with this person. It's just all one big clusterfuck.
All right, guys. We just have to pause for a second to tell you guys about your new favorite bar, which is RX Bar. So if you haven't tried this yet, you need to because you know everyone around you has tried it. We've talked about this a billion times. I'm sure you've met someone that knows someone mm-hmm. that's had an RX Bar. So basically, RX Bar is a whole food protein bar. Lauren and I love it because whenever we're like on the run and we're like so busy, we sometimes have it as a meal replacement.
Yes. You just grab it and go and you're not hungry for a really long time. RX Bar's core ingredients do all the talking. It's simply like eating 3 egg whites, 2 dates, and 6 almonds. So much protein, so delicious.
No bullshit. And it turns out that real food ingredients actually taste really good. So you can actually taste the cacao, the real fruit, the spices. My favorite flavor is the coconut chocolate, but they also have a maple sea salt. Which
chocolate
is
sea salt is my favorite.
Ugh, why is sea salt
so bomb?
And
I was actually watching a YouTube video the other night, obviously. And it was like, eat this, not that sort of thing. And they said, eat an RX bar instead of a Clif bar or something like that. So I was like, oh, fantastic. I have so many.
Yeah. And we're going to hook you guys up, but we want to tell you more stuff that's in it. There's no added sugar, no artificial colors, no artificial flavors,
no preservatives or fillers
you know, the bad kind. Egg whites for protein, dates to bind, nuts for texture. They're basically amazing for a number of occasions. I mean, if you're having breakfast on the go, snack at the office, throw it in your bag for the plane.
Couple more flavors, everyone. Peanut butter chocolate, mint chocolate, maple sea salt, coffee chocolate, blueberry, apple cinnamon. The list goes on.
The list goes on. So, guys, for 25% off your first order, visit rxbar.com/get it, G-E-T-I-T, and all you have to do is enter our promo code GET IT at the checkout. Again, that's 25% off your first order. This is a steal. Visit rxbar.com/get it, enter promo code GET IT, and try what we've all been talking about.
Can we talk about weddings again really quickly? I went to a wedding a couple weeks ago, and it just makes me firm in my decision to not have a big wedding or just not to really have a wedding. I know we talked about weddings a couple weeks ago, but I just want it to be the most simple, literal runaway bride, like go to Vegas, have my parents and Ashley and my like closest friends, but nothing else.
It's tough too, because like a big wedding, the people working the hardest are the bride and groom. Like think about they have to talk to every person. They have to take pictures with everybody and then
they
have to please everybody.
You're choosing to have a very difficult evening.
Me?
No, I'm saying anyone who wants a big wedding. Like it's not going to be fun for the bride and
groom,
really.
You're choosing to cry if something goes wrong.
But it's also tough too, because like for me personally, I want the most important people in my life at that wedding to celebrate the day that I'm getting married. And like, that's like 60 people probably.
Yeah.
50 to 60 people.
I say fucking do it. It's you. And Lauren, I think your wedding, just by knowing who you are and you being my friend, is going to be the classiest, beautiful thing ever.
Oh yeah.
Also, I used to, growing up, I was like, ew, Vegas wedding. And then through spending so much time in Vegas through Bachelor and just living in LA, like I've been to Vegas so much. And I'm like, if there's something romantic about getting married
too
at the Little White Chapel. Michael Jordan got married there.
Britney Spears got married there.
But also, you know, you can get married in the Taco Bell now in Vegas.
No way. Oh,
yeah. So obviously now that's an option for me now. Now I just need a man.
That's it.
I just have to find a guy.
Just
do an ass.
That's so funny.
I know.
Do you know how many guys probably line up to want to get married in a Taco Bell in Vegas?
I know.
But to me,
to you too. That is such a good deal.
Isn't that funny?
Getting married in Vegas though, in the White Chapel, you guys want that?
I'm not saying I want it. I think I'm saying, like, growing up, I would always poo-poo it, you know? Yeah. I was like, ugh, who would do that? I was, like, very judgmental of it. And now, being, like, a grown person with a brain, I'm like, there's something to that, you know? There's something
like
romantic about that.
We probably said this in our wedding podcast, but... Oh, no, what was I going to say?
Lauren, I love when you think of things to say. One time we were trying to record an ad, and Lauren, what was the word that you, like, couldn't get? It was so funny.
What was it?
Oh, well, I don't know. I'm asking
you to
think of
anything.
I'll
go back in the scripts. I'm going to look. You don't what was it? You're done with the wedding. It was like 3 hours and you're like, that was it. That was my night that I was supposed to enjoy. And I don't even remember.
Wait, it's over. Fucking before you know it.
We have to change the subject because I just had like a freakish revelation in my head.
What is
about?
It?
Because you and I are being Miranda right now.
Oh no.
To Jared.
What's Miranda?
Remember when Miranda was like, you're crazy for getting married.
Jared and Ashley goes, what's Miranda? Yeah.
And Ashley's not here. And then all of a sudden, Jared's like,
oh my God,
tomorrow's going to be thinking, he's be like, well, you know what? We should do something small. We're totally fucking this up.
Okay, you
and
know what?
We're talking about
something
else.
Whatever Ashley
now.
Wants is the wedding you're going to have.
Yeah, Jared,
oh, that's
big
exactly what I want.
Big
oh, I
weddings
that.
Are amazing, actually.
Yeah, but the thing is, too, like with the wedding process, being engaged, the entire process of planning the wedding, and then the actual day, I feel like more is it's more for the female than it is the male, right? Like,
that kind of sucks.
I picture my wedding day, but. Most of the time,
yeah, you're supposed to like, show up in a tux and
yeah, exactly. It's kind of like basic, right? I want my family there. I want to celebrate. I've always, envisioned, like a band playing there, so on and so forth.
Like but live like, music.
Yeah.
Did but you envision your wedding? Because that's interesting to hear from a guy's
totally,
perspective. Do you think all guys do?
No, but I told this once to Ashley because I told her about how sometimes I daydream. But when I daydreamed as a kid, most of the time it would be like me daydreaming about like. Asking a girl out or like my biggest one is there's a song I can't remember. I think it's Bryan Adams, Everything I Do.
Yeah.
Is I would always daydream like being at prom in my suit. Like that was the song that I was going to ask the girl that I wanted to ask more than anything for a dance. And like, this was my moment. You know, that's why I love coming to age movies so much because it's about that too. One moment.
We all have to go see Middle School together. Have you seen that preview?
No.
Was it with the girl?
Bo
Burnham directed it.
Yes.
And she
coming
looks,
of age as
her
fuck,
name's Haley, right?
I don't remember.
I thought it was called. Did you say middle school?
Mm-hmm.
You just said middle school?
It's middle school.
That's got to be high school, probably.
No, it's middle called school. Middle school.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's so good.
Back
I can't wait to see that. Can we see that together?
Absolutely.
You'll probably end up seeing it without
no,
me because you always
no
do that.
No one wants to do anything with me.
You always do that. You
always,
we always say we're
going to
watch a movie.
No, I don't.
What? It got great reviews.
I'm going to see it.
Jared, I want to ask you about your prom experience. I never knew about your prom experience.
Well, I went to junior and senior prom.
Okay.
Like we all do. What did I enjoy more? Junior prom, I brought a girl from a different school to my prom.
Sounds like a slutty girl.
Super slutty. Girl, telling you, she was DTF. And I went home alone.
What was the name of the girl we called the other crush on in high school? In the high school,
oh, Marissa
podcast?
Benson.
Marissa, yeah.
I told her at senior prom, she lost prom queen.
Right.
And I remember I was dancing with her at one point in the night because we were kind of friends and so we ended up dancing and I was like I think you should have been prom queen
to the Marissa Benson.
To Marissa Benson. Yeah.
Does she remember that?
Probably not. She doesn't remember a lot about me.
No,
unfortunately.
I don't want to talk about it anymore. No, she was being modest on the podcast.
No, also she's married, so it's
yeah.
not
yeah,
good.
Yeah,
I
think about that every day.
And the fact I was, I was a little chubby, maybe haven't really fully grown into myself yet.
Did you do any promposals?
Promposals? What's a promposal?
Like asking
a
prom in a grand
gesture. How did you
gesture?
Do it?
Oh, not in a grand gesture. It was more this girl, Nicole, senior year. She didn't have
senior
a date.
Year.
Senior fucking year, everybody. I remember, it's so frustrating.
That's a good title for a movie.
Senior fucking year.
Senior year.
It's so interesting, though. I remember so much pressure about senior prom because I remember taking the bus in September, and school just got in. People were like, oh, yeah, I'm going to this person with prom. I have this date. And I was like, it's
what?
October. Prom is in May.
That's like
what the hell is going
is.
On?
I feel like that's how high schoolers are.
Oh, everything was about prom dates. And I remember
but then you
so many girls already had it.
That person until prom.
Yeah, but I got lucky because my prom date broke up with her boyfriend like in February. I didn't have a prom date. Neither did she.
So clutch.
And so we were talking. She was like, oh, I don't have a prom date. And I was like, oh, I don't either. Would you want to go together? And she's like, yeah, let's do it. And so we were friends beforehand.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't like
it
was no
romance.
No, it wasn't romance at all. But it was also nice to be able to go to a prom with a girl and not have to like, because I was going to go by myself with just like a bunch of my friends.
Yeah. Right.
And I didn't want that. I remember though, I drove up to prom, I think it was junior prom, with my date from the other school, and my mom drove us there, but she pulled over like a half mile before we actually got to the school, and she let me go in the front and drive to prom.
Oh,
so I was
gosh.
Driving. Yeah.
Oh, God.
God. Mom and Nan's coming in clutch. Funny. It was so great. She was so, it was really cool.
She let you drive, and then your mom went in the passenger seat?
No, my mom went in the back seat. So it was myself and the day in the
front
seat.
No, you were like Ubering your mom to prom?
Well, I thought it was cool if I drove up. I didn't want my mom dropping us off. Because most of my kids, like my mom just made sure that she didn't want me to have a car at the end of the night.
Yeah,
and even though I never drank, she was just making sure. And so she would never have let me go alone. But she's like, you can drive up with your prom date in the front seat if you want. I was like, okay, totally, I'll do that.
Oh, that's so cute.
I know, it's so cute.
So did you have like a prom after party?
Yeah, it was just at my date house. And so we had a fireplace. There was like 10 of us there. There was a huge party though thrown by this girl named Tracy that was like, first of all, it was thrown by her dad. It was the weirdest thing.
That's what my high school was.
No,
like,
that's like a thing.
They got in trouble.
There's always the cool
though.
Parents.
The cool parents. Yeah. They'll go to
jail. Like,
we'll
though. Buy all yeah. the alcohol.
Yeah,
for you
as
guys.
Long as you stay in the house.
That was his thing. He wanted everybody at the house.
I'll
but there
never
was like 80
parent.
People
I'll
there.
Never either.
No, absolutely not. Well, I mean, there is something to be said about that though. Like being like, I know you're going to drink. I'm not an idiot. So what you're going to do is you're going to drink here.
Here's a bowl of condoms and have fun.
Yeah. Enjoy yourself.
I'm a cool mom.
There was like 80 people at the party. I remember it got broken up. I remember hearing it after the weekend about how like it sucked because half hour in the cops were there and like everybody's got to go home.
Those parents are in trouble.
Did you guys ever have, they did get in big trouble. Yeah. Then like nothing really happened. They just got like a, you know, slap on the wrist. But did you guys ever go to a party in high school that got broken up by the cops?
Yeah.
Yeah. Millions of times.
I
remember
cool.
running
it happened one
out.
Time for me.
Just running. Yeah. Ashley was always like, why would you get in the car? I'm like, the cops are coming. I would rather get in a car with someone who was drinking than be caught by the cops. I'm sorry if that sounds terrible.
Wait, say that again. You would rather run than get in a car.
No, I'd rather get in the car with someone than be caught by the cops.
Oh, oof, I don't know. I mean,
know,
looking back
on
high
choice.
School, I would have said, of course, that's logic. And then looking back now, I'd be like, that's
exactly,
idiotic.
Right. Yes.
I remember one time I had my first ever party. I was sophomore, never went to a party before. I lied to my dad saying I was going over to a friend's house and we were just going to play poker or something like that.
Yeah. Went the lies are the best. We should all write those in a book.
I feel so bad.
Shout out to the friend that you never, whose house you never slept over, but that was always there for you.
Yep. Yeah, I'm going over Frank's. I'll see you later.
Oh my God, I always lie.
And so I went over there and there was like, you know, 10 of my high school buddies that played football that I was like friends with, but never really that close. And this was the first time I really hung out with them outside of school. I remember there was weed there, alcohol there. And I was so terrified because I didn't know how to fit in. Aww. And I didn't smoke any weed. And I just like had two sips of
God,
beer.
You and Ashley are so perfect for each other.
It was so bad.
It's like you had the same upbringing.
I know.
Exactly.
It's so pathetic. And
no,
then,
it's great.
And so my sister dropped me off and she was, you know, she helped me out. A shout out to Shannon. And so I'm at the party and all of a sudden fucking cops come.
Yeah.
And so they come in the house. They're like, everybody sit down, get on there. Blah,
oh,
blah,
I remember
blah.
This story.
And so they start going around. They're like, where are your parents? And like the kid would be like, no. Oh, they're out of town. Or where are your parents? Oh, they're so-and-so. Like everybody had an excuse not to contact their parents. And then he gets to me and he's like, where are your parents? And I'm like, they're home. They're home. And he's
call
like,
them,
he's like, you got a
me.
Phone? I was like, yes. He's like, call them, tell them to come pick it up. Okay. So I call my dad. And I'm like, listen, dad, the party.
Is your dad a cop, Jim?
Yeah. Well, he works at the correctional facility in Rhode Island. Yeah. He's done it for 35 years.
So
he's
proud
a captain
of myself
over there.
For remembering that.
Mm-hmm. Nicely done. Yeah. He's amazing. He's like he's the definition of a big teddy bear because he's like big, 6'4",
so
very
you.
Intimidating, loud voice, works at a prison.
But just and cries?
I just cries. Oh my Aww. God, he's such a big softie. It's
that's
amazing.
That's like all our dads, I think. That's
good
Ashley
dads
Lauren's
are
dad.
Literally softies.
Yes.
And that's my dad. They're Fred Flintstone.
My dad has a sign in his office that says anybody can be a father, but it takes someone very special to be a daddy.
You know what? Sew it on a pillow because that's fucking true.
I know. Isn't it so cute?
Since we're on the topic of high school, I actually haven't... I kind of brushed through this with you, but I'd love to get Jared's perspective. Yes. So my 10, I actually was prom queen and I loved.
Get the fuck out of here.
I didn't know that.
Yes,
know
you
that.
Were prom queen.
I was prom queen.
You're way too cool to be hanging out with us. The kid that barely went to one high school party that got broken into.
I don't think I was cool or I think popular. I wasn't popular in the sense of what popular means, you know? I think I was popular because I was like, friends with everyone.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, I was a cool girl.
Right.
But what I wanted to talk to you guys about, and I actually almost thought of posting this in the Facebook group because I wanted advice from all our listeners, is my 10-year high school reunion is this weekend, and I am choosing not to go to instead cover Comic-Con because I think it'd be good for my career, obviously. But That comes with like big regret because 10-year high school reunion only happens one time. But then there's a part of me that's like, is there a point in this day and age of a 10-year high school reunion when you kind of know what where everyone is and what everyone's doing?
Can I speak from experience of going to a 10-year reunion?
Yeah, yeah.
Go to Comic-Con.
Okay.
Okay, I feel better because I am.
That's what like the masses seem to be saying.
Totally.
But why, Jer?
Because it was fun seeing everybody and it was a nice night where you're like, hey, what's up? How's everything? Oh, it's good. You get to see old friends they haven't seen in years. And then if you're lucky, they'll post like old high school pictures you haven't seen in 10 years. And it's really cool, but it lasts 3 hours. And then that's it. And you go back to living your normal life compared to San Diego Comic-Con, which is a huge step for your career.
Yeah.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience and opportunity that outweighs a 10-year reunion to which you can totally, here's the thing, especially in today's world of Facebook and everybody's connected, you can create your own 10-year reunion mm-hmm. and say, hey, like I couldn't come this year, but like the people that you want to see, you could reach out to and be like, hey, I'm going to be home this weekend. Let's all hang out. Because like there's a, while it's cool to see some people, there are other people you go to a high school reunion and you're like, I could give a rat's ass.
And the people you do care about seeing, you probably have checked up on Facebook or something.
How do you feel about 10-year high school?
I would never go.
You're not going
even
to
never ever go.
I do advocate going if you got nothing else going on. No, it's kind of like, why not?
If I didn't have any, if I obviously didn't have this weekend, I would totally go. But I
but that's because you
were
prom queen. You had a great experience in high school. Right. Everyone knows don't. I like didn't like it, and I the people I worth friends with, I still talk to. They're my two best friends, and that's it. Like, I'm not going to talk to anyone else.
I didn't like high school that much either, but I think maybe our experience is different. I was the kid in high school that was never, I was never popular, but I was never picked on. I was always, I coasted through. It's literally the story of my life until the past 6 months. Isn't it unbelievable when you really think about it?
You kind of are a coaster.
I'm such a coaster.
It's only been someone to tell you where to go and whatever, what
exactly.
to do.
It's only been really... There was a small part of my life, my early 20s, where I wasn't coasting and I was really going for it. And then I went back to coasting again, went on The Bachelor, completely coasted through that. And it's only been in the past, really, since January where I was like...
Making moves.
You got to do stuff or you're going to really regret your entire life.
There you go.
Which is so inspiring.
I hope that when I turn 29, that will happen to me.
Lauren, you say this about yourself, but you're so smart and you know so many things. You have so much potential. You are doing stuff with your life that it... It makes me sad
totally.
When you say
look
that,
at where you're at right now. You're on the I Don't Get It podcast.
Right.
Do you know how many
girl.
Women across the country would kill to be sitting at this mic?
Do you know
you're
we're ranked on iTunes?
No, what?
Me neither.
Oh. We're up there, guys.
All right, that's a good story.
Well, we got the Crack Shack.
We did
today.
Got to get that Crack Shack. What was your high school experience? Very quickly.
Very quickly?
Yeah.
It kind of depends on which year. I really like changed my mindset going into every year. Freshman year, I just wanted to die. Genuinely serious depression.
Fair enough.
Sophomore year, I was like, I'm going to change it. I'm going to be nice to people. And it was okay, but I still got picked on in a couple classes and it was really sad.
What did you get picked
on? Well, you know, I got picked on because I couldn't read really well out loud.
Really? People?
People were really, I remember this one instance where I like was reading and I had like the most trouble reading and everyone was like, are you Lauren? And
I would have cried. I would have left.
I was like, okay, well, more Prozac. Pop, pop.
Yeah.
It's crazy how like you'll never forget certain moments like that.
I mean, I'm
really
sure that people don't
you.
Remember it at all, but I'll remember it.
But people should know that. Yeah. It's like whatever you say, people remember.
And
it's
then
so
I turned
hard.
Really slutty my end of sophomore year.
Yes,
and,
I know about this.
Yeah.
And then junior year
and
senior
year. And then junior year and senior year, I had I was good. I had friends and I had friends. And
so
I
was, what was your
wasn't
prom
terrible.
Experience?
My
Sorry,
prom
Jared,
experience, I went with my high school boyfriend both years.
Oh, okay.
And it was,
so that's cool.
Yeah.
Naz, what was your, did you ever get picked on or you were always pretty popular?
My story's so interesting. And you know how people say you're a sum of all your experiences?
Yeah.
And I think the way you grow up, I would say this about all of us at this table, is how you still feel inside no matter what you look like on the outside.
Totally.
And growing up in middle school, my mom, I wasn't really close to my mom growing up, so I didn't really have like a girly influence. So I was a tomboy, so I wore basketball shorts. My hair was frizzy. I never wore a hair straightener. I had braces. I actually had to wear a headgear, which is literally like society suicide. Like,
that's pretty bad.
I would like take it off like on the bus. It
was
it was like it was so bad. Anyways, so I would get picked on in middle school because of the way I looked and because I wasn't like fit and I wasn't a girly girl. I actually remember like one girl pulled my hair in sixth grade. I remember getting pushed up against the wall. Not like often, but I remember like one or two instances and I was like, wow, people are so mean. And then whatever, I went to high school and high school was like awesome. I didn't know anyone. And then college, I joined a sorority and I've said this before, but they kind of, you know, show me how to like use a curling iron and I bought makeup for the first time. But it's funny because I still feel deep down like I'm like middle school Naz. Do you know what I mean? Like totally. I still feel like a tomboy and like loser.
The thing is, I felt like, awkward middle school, early high school. Then I got like so much confidence, And then mid 20s to later 20s now, it's like all the confidence is gone.
That's exactly what I'm like as well.
Yeah.
It's just like in high school, I had zero confidence for obvious reasons. And then college, once I started becoming a growing up to a certain extent, getting a girlfriend, I became far more confident. And then all of a sudden, like it just felt like in my mid 20s, my confidence started really fading away. And then it really faded away over the past couple of years. And it's so interesting. You talk about how you look at yourself as the person that you grew up with and you still feel like that little Naz inside. That sounded so weird, but whatever. But it's, this might sound really pathetic or arrogant, but I always feel insecure and self-conscious. And so I remember though, like this was like, I don't know, a month ago, I was at an event with Nick, a Boohoo event. And there was a video posted of us just like walking the, not the red carpet, but whatever that, what is
press,
it called?
Step and repeat.
Step and repeat.
Yeah.
And I always, like I said, I'm just not that confident in my looks, even though I'm dating, engaged to one of the most beautiful people in the world. So I should be. But I remember watching that video and being, and I saw myself and I was like, I'm good looking.
Yeah.
And I saw myself next to Nick and I was like, I'm just as good looking as Nick.
Yeah.
And like almost, it was like a really, it would, and that might sound arrogant to be like, yeah, I'm good looking.
No,
but
it's
it was
not
like,
arrogance.
No, Jared, you're good looking. Like, yes, you
people
might like
need to have that more often.
Yeah.
Like, you like the way you look. It's not bad, you know?
Yeah.
It shouldn't be shameful.
And people need to hear this more often that there's like, there's so much humility, you know, that comes from like Jared, like where he just, it's like hilarious. That was this year, this event.
This was, it was a month ago.
Yeah. And you just realized you're good looking.
Well, it wasn't that, but like,
that's
just like
everybody,
right?
That's the title of this podcast, Jared.
When you just realize he's good looking.
I think everybody goes through that where you stare at yourself every day and every little thing that you see, you think you're just hideous. And like, for me, it's like, I don't like my teeth or like my patchy facial hair. Sometimes I think my jaw is like big, like Jay Leno or like my bushy eyebrows. And like, but like these, you know, those little insecurities add up. And I think those insecurities for a lot of people, not just myself, like you said, had stemmed from an early age on and just grew up with it.
Right.
And so I think everybody needs that moment once in a while to look at themselves
step
and
back.
Be like, no, no. You're good looking. You have things going for you.
Right. We've been wanting to do a body image episode for a while because I know I definitely need help in this category. I don't know a lot of people that don't.
Naz, when I first met you, I thought you were the coolest fucking person ever.
Yeah.
I remember.
I thought you were too cool and that's why I didn't like
I
you.
I thought you were way too cool. I was like, no way I'm
really?
Talking to this
person. Yeah.
Because I was like my first experience at the show and you were one of the first producers I ever met on location and you were wearing all black leather jacket and you like came in with your Naz, what's up? Like,
hey,
how
guys,
you day,
yeah.
guys? I was like, oh my God, what am I doing here? I'm not cool enough to be here.
Oh
what is going
God.
On with my life?
Really?
Oh, totally. It was you and Nikki, right? I think it was...
There's a producer named Nikki.
I think it was you and Nikki and I was like, these girls are way too cool for me. What am I doing here? Get me out of this place.
Wait, that's so... It's so funny, like, when you hear of, like, what people think when you first meet someone, because we all think differently of ourselves deep down.
Totally.
You know?
Oh, absolutely.
Because in my head, I'm like, oh, I hope this guy likes... You know, I hope we get along.
Yeah.
You know? I hope he doesn't think I'm, like, annoying. It's just so interesting. Like... We just all gotta love ourselves more,
we
you know?
We do. You know, yeah, just not be ashamed to actually like who we are.
There's a fine line between being humbled and conceited. Being cocky. And conceited, exactly.
It's crazy how we went from Kylie Jenner being a billionaire and Justin and Haley being married.
I know. See,
to a very deep... This is why we are complex human beings. Hopefully people stay to listen to the end of this.
I know. It really picked up everyone. We got into actual real content.
Yeah. It's also... Exactly. But it's hard when you talk about other people like Justin and Haley. And it's like, yeah, I mean, I don't know them as human beings. I only know whether they got engaged. And there's only so much you can talk about. Like Ashley was watching, I think it's called The Daily Pop. And then they were talking about Justin and the Haley thing for like 20 minutes. And 10 minutes in, Ashley was like, what are we doing here? This is enough. Move on. Like, there's only so much you could talk about,
but
one topic that you don't even know the people.
You don't know them. Right? You shouldn't speculate, you know?
I mean, you can speculate.
As someone that, like, covers entertainment news, I love it. It's just like sports, Jared. We love sports.
Oh, totally.
Someone could talk about Tom. You could do an entire 24-hour news circuit on
Tom Brady.
On
is
Tom Brady.
Very different. I could talk about Tom Brady all day.
Okay, well, Justin Bieber is the Tom Brady of the pop culture
That's fair.
World.
Yep. What do you guys What do you guys think about Tom and Giselle? Do you think they're a power couple?
Yes.
They're like... all right, on a list of like the most powerful couples in the world, who's number one? It's Jay-Z, Beyonce?
Yeah, I think so. As far as money and
I
power
guess so,
goes,
yeah.
Yeah,
Kim and Kanye.
Then Kim and Kanye.
Then maybe Tom and Giselle. They got to be up there.
Yeah, I think those are the three.
If Giselle put herself out there a little bit more.
Well, she does international, right? She does a lot of international work, I think.
Well, Beyonce is pretty private. I think, damn, it was just at the tip of my tongue. I was just going to say someone. Who was
I mean, if Justin and Haley last, they'll
Brad
be a power
and Angelina,
couple.
If they were still together, to me,
I was thinking
like,
about that yesterday.
To me,
it's
we're
so
number one.
Number one.
Number one. I'm going
really?
To
Brad and
that.
Angelina? Who else am I thinking about? Oh, I was thinking of Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston, but that was a long time ago.
Jared.
Do you remember Bennifer? Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lopez has dated everyone.
Who's she dating now?
She's dating
Alex Rodriguez. Dude, if they're a power couple, get out of my face.
They are technically, actually.
They technically are, yeah.
Yes,
but they're like older.
My favorite is Chrissy Teigen and John Legend, but I know they're kind of a couple tiers under all the people.
I'm just still shipping that Emma Stone and Andrew Garfield get back together. That's
my
big
one.
I think they will, too.
I love how we went right back into
oh, my God, you guys. What did we just do?
We're all over the place.
Wow. But, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for sticking with us. Even though Ashley hasn't been here, we got our other half. Please subscribe and go on the Facebook group.
And if you're in LA, visit the Crack Shack because it's opening this weekend in LA. Actually, it opened by the time you listen to this, it will be open.
Yeah. So visit the Crack Shack in LA.
So go to Crack Shack. So when I said it was opening Saturday, meaning it's
open.
It's open for business.
All right.
We love you guys. Follow me on Instagram. I'm not surprised.
Lauren AI.
And check out Help I Suck at Dating on
there
on
you
our
go.
Radio.
Help I Suck at Dating. All right. Bye.
Bye, guys.
This podcast is brought to you by Wave Podcast Network. Check out all of our shows, including the Brain Candy Podcast, I Don't Get It, Babes and Babies, Coffee Convos, and Let's Talk About It.